We'll go ahead and continue our media availabilities. We're now joined by our race-winning owner, Coach Joe Gibbs. Thanks for joining us, Coach. We'll go ahead and open it up for questions. If you have one, please raise your hand and we will get a mic over to you. We'll start right here in the back and then come to Jeff.
Jonathan Field, Roundtable Sports. Jill, I just got to ask you, you know, seeing Denny go out there and have the performance that he had today, thinking about where he was just back in November and the different key points that he's had just over the last year, everything he's been through, talk about what you've seen out of Denny and how good it feels to have a day like this.
I think Denny has gone through a process that all of you have seen it. I have seen it. And from when he first got here, very shy. And, you know, you had to push to get him to have a conversation with you. Till today, he's got a podcast. He's got a lot going on. Obviously, he went through a lot last year, everything with his parents. To see Mary Lou out there right now, I think was a big deal for her, the family. And so I just appreciate them so much. And miss Dennis. And so he's been through a lot. And Denny seems to have the ability to just, you know, he can continue to work through things and has a way of just really still being very competitive. He stays in a sim, hard work, really after it. And so just appreciate him so much. I mean, we're really, we're riding Denny for about 20 years here. And so it's been an awful good trip for us.
Here to Jeff.
Coach, this is being billed as the first, you know, real test of the season, and you guys had all four of your cars up in the top eight. Can you talk about your other cars aside from Denny? I mean, you have Ty with three straight top fives, I think. Chase overcame his issue with the speeding penalty to get a good result, and Bell has overcome a bad start to the season to get back up there in points. What do you think of your other three cars and how they're performing?
Yeah, I think, by the way, to have those speeding penalties, we got to take a serious look at that because we all went to the back there with the exception of Christopher. It was great with Christopher getting on the pole, and that got a lot of attention for Interstate Batteries. They're our founding sponsor. All of this just means so much to the sponsors, Yahoo being with Denny. And I think all of our cars, if you think about it, Chase was down a lap, came all the way back, finished seventh or eighth, wherever it was. Ty, like you said, three straight top fives, which has really been great for that team. And I think with Christopher, he's right there and finished second last week and third this week. So I think it's been a great start for us. We realize how fortunate we are to be where we are. And we love coming to Vegas, the fan base here, our sponsors that we had here today was a huge deal. And so right now, our race team is, you know, we're excited about where we are.
Any other questions for Coach? We'll come back down here to Jeff.
Yeah. Coach, I assume you're flying home now. You have to be in court tomorrow. Yeah. What are you hoping to get out of the court appearance tomorrow?
Yeah, I just don't want to be in court, but we're going to be there. I think it's important for us to follow through with this. Yeah, I think we got a weather problem, so hit me quick and I'll take off. I think we got to get to the airplane here pretty quick. So yeah,
we'll go to Jenna.
Coach, we know what Denny's had to go through to get back to here today. What did Chris Gayle, what did it take for him to kind of get over?
I think Chris Gayle is a great story. I mean, this guy is so loyal to us, and he's been through quite a bit, you know. He brought Ty along to a certain point, and now he's with Denny. And just, I just really admire him. He's mentally and physically tough, stays after it, and I think he's really talented. So, you know, I think we got a great combination there. And so I think, as everybody here knows, you're not going anywhere unless you got a real talented crew chief. And so I really appreciate what we have now with our four cars.
He was in here before you, and he said how 3 days after Phoenix was very, very
Did you have to say anything to Chris to kind of bring him back and lift him up after the Phoenix loss?
No, I just basically, when I did talk to him, I said, look, I've been in that situation in football. I've made calls, and it's sometimes they're really tough. And I think that is why we love what we do, though, because it's really hard. It's the best people in the world doing it. And so I think that's why people like to watch it. And you can have some very tough days and tough decisions for sure.
We'll take two more questions in the back. We've got Noah and right next to him.
Noah Reed, Kenny Wallace Media. Coach, when I talked to Chris in Victory Lane and I talked to Denny, they mentioned teamwork and culture. And I know that's something you brought from your football expertise. So I'm curious, just how have you watched the culture build, grow, and evolve at Joe Gibbs Racing? And why is it so important to what you've built?
I think I'm glad you asked that. Because if you think about where we are today, we started with 17 people and one car. And what's happened over the years as we continue to add and grow, it's been those people that have built Joe Gibbs Racing. We give out awards at Christmas. I gave out 20 15-year awards. We got people like that that have come and worked there. They're building the race team. You win with people in team sports. And we got great people. And they've really built it. It's not us. It's all of them that paid the price. And so I just really appreciate that so much. I love that about team sports. You know, you got to get people to work together. Our sport is probably one of the hardest because you got to get four teams to work together. And then the other part of it, you got to have sponsors. Other sports don't have to have sponsors to play. So for all those reasons, I love NASCAR. Our family loves it, and it's a thrill to be in it. I love the fan base and the fact that you got that many people that come out here today and cheer you on. It's just it's great to be a part of this, and I realize how blessed I am, how God's blessed me to be a part of this. So I'm just really appreciative.
We'll go right here.
Coach Bob Francis, Go Full Throttle Racing News. Thursday night, Ty took a really hard crash over at the dirt track.
Don't bring that up. I'm joking.
As the team owner and as a grandfather, how do you deal with those two? I know this was a policy a few years ago to not race another series, and I heard Denny really correct and help the other drivers on your team answer that question, saying, hey, coach just wants you to win a championship. Let's stay focused here.
That is true, yeah. I'm hoping we kind of go through that and get back to where we don't have to. What happened? It was Ty, it was Christopher, and it was Chase also. All of them had something to do with dirt stuff. I originally was in one spot when thinking about it, changed my mind, and I decided those guys, really, to be truthful, they really don't have a lot else in the off season. And so I made that decision. So I'm always concerned about it. I'll put it that way. Yeah.
All right, coach. Thanks for your time.
Y'all.
Congratulations.
Appreciate it.